Hi friends, this is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're looking at 28 Advent scriptures, and this is number 23, Gold, Frankincense, and Myrrh, based on Matthew 2:7-12. And welcome to Monday, following the fourth Sunday in Advent. The wise men have arrived and put both Jerusalem and King Herod into a frenzy. Now they go to find the true king. Matthew 2:7-8. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, that I too may go and worship him." Herod finds out precisely when the star appeared, and later uses this information to slaughter all the boy babies in Bethlehem 2 years and under. Apparently, the Magi had seen the sign a year or two previous to arriving in Jerusalem. Now Herod seeks to enlist the Magi as his secret agents. "As soon as you find him, report to me," verse 8. Verses 9 through 10. After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. It seems that they had seen the star at its rising, or in the east, and had come to Jerusalem, since that is where they expected to find a newborn king of the Jews. But now the star, which seems to have disappeared for a while, reappears and went ahead of them. Finally, it stopped or stood over the place where the child was. It isn't behaving like any normal star or constellation or comet or conjunction of planets we know anything about. This star is sent by God. The star that inspires their trip in the first place now leads them directly to the very home where the Christ child dwells. Verse 11. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. By this time, a year or two after Jesus' birth, Mary and Joseph are living in a house. While most nativity scenes have shepherds bumping into wise men and angels, this almost certainly was not the case. The Holy Family has left the stable and found a house. Probably, Joseph has found employment as a carpenter. They haven't returned to Nazareth, perhaps because of the scandal over Mary's pregnancy prior to marriage. Even though Joseph publicly acknowledged the child as his own, premarital relations were considered a sin in Judaism. The couple would have to deal with considerable antagonism, and God needs them to be found here in Bethlehem. But now, outside their home, a caravan of exotic travelers has stopped. Strangely dressed men are approaching, while their camels are attended to by servants. Other servants carry gifts in their hands. Mary scurries around to straighten up while Joseph goes out to meet the strangers. We're not told the details, of course, but when the Magi see the child, now a toddler, they bow down and worship him. Imagine these old men, finely dressed, prostrating themselves on a dirt floor before a small child. They have seen the star, and it has reappeared to guide them. These men are convinced, rightly, that they are standing before the Messiah, the King of the Jews. Their obeisance is fitting. After lying prostrate for some time, they rise, perhaps at the urging of Joseph. Verse 11, then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. When foreign dignitaries would appear before a great king, they would bring gifts as a sign of obeisance and honor. Treasures is probably better translated treasure chests. As the lids are lifted, the glitter of gold and the aroma of precious spices fills the room. Gold, of course, was the most precious and valued metal known. It was highly prized. It was not found in Palestine, but imported from the mines of Ophir and elsewhere. Frankincense is derived from three species of the genus Boswellia that grow in southern Arabia, India, and elsewhere. The gum is exuded on the incised bark in pale glittering drops. It has a bitter flavor and a strong balsamic odor when heated. The Egyptians used it for fumigation and embalming. The Israelites used it in worship in the holy place of the tabernacle and temple. Myrrh is valuable as a perfume and a constituent of sacred anointing oil. Several shrubs produce a perfumed resinous substance described as myrrh, but the one compounded in the anointing oil was probably from Camphora myrrha, or perhaps Balsodendron myrrha, a low thorny tree distributed across South Arabia and Ethiopia. The sap is pleasantly scented, and it dries into a solid resin that can be diluted to form a liquid cosmetic product, perhaps used by Egyptians in embalming. These may seem to us inappropriate gifts for a baby, but as munificent gifts from distinguished personages appearing before a king, they would be considered quite appropriate, perhaps as specimens of the products of their country. Later Christian writers have seen significance in gold for Christ's royalty, frankincense for his deity, and myrrh for his humanity, ultimately his burial, though none of this is in Matthew's account. I can't help think of the song, "The Little Drummer Boy." I have no gift to bring that's fit to give the king. I played my drum for him, I played my best for him. Then he smiled at me and my drum. You know the song. The song is popular, the sentiment profound. Our best, no matter how seemingly insignificant, is what we owe the king. That is what characterizes the Magi's gifts. Though the Magi's quest has brought Herod's scrutiny upon the child, these gifts were probably sold gradually to provide for the Holy Family during 3 years of exile in Egypt, where they flee to escape Herod's wrath. The passage concludes with another sign from God directing the wise men's path, verse 12, "And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way." The battle between light and darkness continues, but God's warning delays it for a few days. And at the same time, Joseph too was warned in a dream to flee. God has a plan for his child. Our discussion question, number 24, is based on Matthew 2:7-12. Does gift-giving on this occasion involve love or mere custom? How were the Magi's gifts fitting for the Christ child? What gifts can you offer Jesus that means something? What gifts demonstrate your love? Let's pray. Bowing before Jesus and offering him whatever gifts I can is the essence of worship. So, Lord Jesus, I bow before you. Whatever you can use of what you've made me to be, I offer you. It is my joy to be used by you. As the infant Christ child smiled at the sight of the Magi's gifts, it is my desire to bring a smile to your face. In your holy name I pray.